1 year passed since the devastating floods affected over 20 million people across Pakistan. The 2010 floods saw around a fifth of the country underwater, with disaster killing at least 2,000 people. To mark the first anniversary of the national disaster, a week-long photo exhibition that captured the moment of devastations and its effect on the people was opened in the capital, Islamabad. These photographs, displayed here at the Pakistan National Council of Arts, depict the catastrophic images of the vast damage done by the last year's floods and also the relief and rehabilitation activities being carried out by the different organizations. Organizers say the purpose of this exhibition is to highlight the challenges being faced by the flood victims, even 1 year after the disaster.
Purpose and the aims of this exhibition: to aware the community, to serve the people, to serve the nation, to serve all over the world due to this volunteerism. Because PRCS and International Federation of Red Cross, they basically depend upon the volunteerism process.
At the sidelines of the event, a volunteer registration drive is also being organized, urging youth to volunteer their services for the flood-hit areas.
These kind of events actually promote and encourage me to come and serve whatever the ability I have voluntarily. So it's very good actually to encourage youth, if they have a spare time, just come and do, because our nation actually needs our efforts to build up society.
We founded a society for 500 people. We have created a village over there in near Jamshor Hussain, and we have been doing a lot, and a lot of support has been given to us by NGOs.
According to Red Crescent Society, food insecurity and malnutrition are real threats, and an immediate response is needed to halt another humanitarian crisis. International aid agencies say Pakistan still needs money to recover from the emergency, even as it marks the first anniversary of the tragedy. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.